on 7HOFM in the front row with Bo. Thanks to Valhalla. It's Valhalla for me every time.
Cruella. After the tragic death of her mother, Estella blames herself. She then flees to London, where she falls in with street kids Jasper and Horace and becomes a clever thief in order to survive. Years later, her flair for fashion gets her a job with famous designer the Baroness, and after suffering mistreatment, leads her to attempt to destroy her and become Cruella, the new fashion icon.
It's a world of opportunity.
I want to make art, and I want to make trouble.
Whether you have the killer instinct is the big question.
She thought she owned everyone.
Well, you're fired.
There's something about poetic justice that's just so poetic.
You have a bit of an extreme side.
Yes, darling.
And what fun that is.
She stole my dogs.
Don't worry. There's lots more bad things coming.
A prequel to 101 Dalmatians, Cruella gives a backstory to the Disney villain Cruella de Vil. Emma Stone delivers a very cool Cruella, very much worth watching, and Emma Thompson juxtaposes perfectly with a fantastic role of the Baroness.
You can't care about anyone else.
However, Joel Fry and Paul Walter Hauser do sometimes steal the show with their entertaining and amusing antics as both Horace and Jasper. Cruella is well directed, and in true Disney style, the sets, costuming, and soundtrack give you a sense of wonder that you'd expect from any animated Dalmatian movie. And the soundtrack will be pleasing to anyone watching this with their kids, as your toes will definitely tap along to some well-loved songs of years gone by.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
Since Maleficent was a hit for Disney, don't be surprised if we see more and more villain backstories being attempted. Personally, I can't wait to see the backstory to Ursula, the Queen of Hearts, and the bloke who shot Bambi's mum. Cruella does move along well, though, and keeps a few laughs scattered into the story along the way, and it doesn't overreach or drag on. Now, if you're on the fence about Cruella, give it a go. I'm giving it 7.5 Jaffers out of 10. It's a fun story and a great cast that make it worthwhile. The only question is, who is it really aimed at?
I'm Cruella.